In the early 1990s, a consumer product gave lithium new life.
That's why we created America's most popular camcorder, the Handycam, from Sony.
The Sony Handycam was the first product to use lithium-ion batteries commercially. Since then, the technology has been used to power our laptops, smartphones, and now electric vehicles and homes. Some estimate the lithium-ion battery market will be more than $100 billion by 2027. Much of that growth can be attributed to the meteoric rise of electric vehicles, thanks in large part to Tesla and its leader Elon Musk.
Welcome to the Cybertruck unveil.
But how much is lithium really worth? Specifically, lithium carbonate, the industrial chemical made from lithium to make batteries. Well, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, the average U.S. price is $13,000 per metric ton. And there are tons of lithium in Nevada.
We're developing one of the world's largest lithium deposits.
That's Alexei Zavatsky, the CEO of Lithium Nevada. He's talking about his company's Thacker Pass mining project in rural Humboldt County. The lithium here is in clay rather than hard rock, so the company had to invent its own process to extract the material. But Zavatsky says the investment is worth it.
The deposit is big enough to justify developing its own process. We have over 40 years of mine life here supplying the entire U.S. demand.
The company estimates that once the mine is fully operational, it'll supply a quarter of the world lithium demand. But first, the raw lithium needs to be converted into lithium carbonate. So the company is also building a processing plant on site. Rich Perry is the former administrator for the Nevada Division of Minerals, which oversees the mining industry in the state.
Major capital, expenditures to build plants like that would be game changers for Nevada.
The company estimates to bring in more than $75 million in new tax revenue for the state, in addition to an estimated $1.1 billion in overall economic impact. Nevada already has the world's largest lithium-ion battery plant, the Tesla Gigafactory, and with more lithium mines and a processing plant, the state could own a bigger slice of the overall process.
If we could produce it from the ground and then make the battery here, we would get the value of the chain there, plus we would reduce our risk from supply chain disruption.
Perry says projects like this can help position Nevada as a leader in lithium production. This could help the state diversify its economy, something state leaders have been trying to do for years. Nevada was hit particularly hard economically by the pandemic and earlier in the Great Recession, given its heavy reliance on tourism. There's also the promise of jobs. Jan Morrison is the Economic Development Officer for the Northeastern Nevada Regional Development Authority. She says the economic potential for the community is phenomenal, but
what gets you really excited is what it does for our kids.
She says mining is high tech and high paying, and she's hopeful young people here will stay closer to home instead of moving to areas like Silicon Valley for work.
Jobs and careers that normally you wouldn't think somebody in the rural area would be exposed to, this is going to be secondary nature to them. And they will have an advantage of these types of careers by being where these types of companies are.
Still, Jonna Bell is not on board. She's a cattle rancher in the area and says the mine is bad news.
Well, it's right in the middle of our BLM range allotment where we run cattle. It actually splits our allotment in half, and it has a huge economic impact for us because obviously you can't run cattle where there's a mine.
More than that, it's personal.
I know that area, and I think it's a beautiful area, and I hate the thought of a mine moving in there.
She thinks it will change her community, and she's worried about its environmental footprint. Striking that balance of acquiring a needed resource for renewable energy with potential negative effects on the environment is a battle that's already being fought in the state. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.